Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Delicious Podcast with me, Jilly Smith, and this week, cook, food writer, and for many years, Jamie Oliver's food stylist, Georgina Hayden, who's rather thrilled to be our latest columnist at Delicious Magazine. She told me why it's been a long time coming.
I wrote Delicious when I was in my last year of university, and, you know, I was doing an art degree, and I've got a history in food, my family have a restaurant, but I thought, you know, I'm obsessed with food magazines, I'll go and see if they'll take me for a few weeks' work experience. So I wrote to them, they'd only been going not even a year, and they said, yeah, come in, do 2 weeks. You know, back then it wasn't so trendy, so it was quite easy to get a spot. And I went in, and I remember going on my first food shoot and having this very real epiphany of there was this person, this woman, whose job it was to cook the food and write the food and make it look beautiful. And it was honestly, it's like someone slapped me in the face and said, oh my God, you found your dream career, you know. And I was in my last year of uni, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I was a painter anyway. And I had my eye on the prize, and I thought, right, that is it, I'm going to be this person. And I stayed in touch, and I was lucky that as soon as I graduated, there was this sort of runner's style job within the publishing house, which was at the time was also Sainsbury's Magazine and a few others. And I was their in-house runner, you know, and just worked my, you know, my butt off to make sure I sort of could do what I wanted to do and wash pans.
So that kind of propelled you into a world of food and Jamie world. Tell us about working with Jamie Oliver.
Yeah, I mean, that was amazing because, like I said, the publishing house had a few different magazines, and I ended up going on a shoot for Jamie, who at the time had the Sainsbury's contract. So I met his head stylist, and again, back then, very small food team. It was just Ginny, who was the head stylist, and Anna Jones. And it was just the two of them, and we're on this photo shoot, and the photographer's partner, it was his birthday, and she couldn't get a cake, and I was bored, so I just said, I'll make you one anyway. They thought that was, I don't know, I just used my initiative, as you do, and made this cake. And then they were like, right, you're coming to work with us. And that was, I mean, I've left now, but at the time, it was 12 and a half years ago. And I mean, it was the best experience of my life. Absolutely brilliant.
So give us a little insight into Jamie world. Now, I'm absolutely fascinated by Jamie Oliver, and I think that he's one of the most important people in food. Is he the real deal?
He is 100% the real deal. He is the most amazing, inspiring man. I adore him. I think he's even lovelier than he comes across on TV. He's got a heart of gold. His memory is incredible. He is so passionate and cares. I think what he has done for food and the way he writes and accessibility and what he's done as a, you know, for, as a nation, and even, you know, we went to America and we moved to LA to go and film out there with him, and I just think he's incredible. He's you know, not only the real deal, he's just the nicest man. And you know, his watching the way he works, you know, the way he takes his recipes and his spin on things, it's so innate. It's just, you know, to watch him is just, you know, you're in awe.
Yeah, completely. Totally authentic human being. Yeah. You've left Jamie World now, though, to have a baby, and you've gone freelance, and it's all going incredibly well.
Yeah.
56,000 followers on Instagram. There's lots and lots of people who listen to the Delicious Podcast who would love your life. Tell us about how you did it.
Well, a lot of hard graft. I think that's the one thing, you know, people want quick fixes to things. This isn't a quick fix. I've been doing this for 14 years. I've scrubbed pans in the chucking rain on 18-hour shoot days. Like, I've done, you know, I've worked hard, hopefully, and I've tried to learn as much as possible. I've worked with some of the best chefs around. And I just came to the time where, you know, I had my daughter, and I just thought, actually, she it took us a lot to get to having her, and I just thought, actually, I want to be around, I want to be present, and I have got a job which enables me to hopefully be present as a mum but also work. So I just thought, actually, now's the time to go solo, and whatever going solo was, whether it was, you know, being a freelance food stylist and doing big ads, or being able to make it where people would hopefully employ me to write in my own voice, I didn't mind. It was just, I just needed that flexibility of being around for my family.
So we'll talk a little bit more about your family, because that's what your book is largely all about as well. Just staying with that theme of how to be successful on Instagram, though, I wonder how much of an artist you have to be. Now, you went to university to study fine art. It seems to me that that's the key. Everybody loves to look at beautiful photographs on Instagram. How important is it?
I think it's really important. I think there's a few things with Instagram. I mean, I wouldn't say I was necessarily that. I mean, 56,000 is obviously a fair bit, but it's not hugely successful. And I think, you know, it's a good start. But, you know, I've been on it for a long time. Yeah, it's actually Jamie who he encouraged us to join, actually, when it first started, because he was friends with Kevin, the dude who set up Instagram. And, you know, Jamie's super creative, and we had these work phones, these iPhones, and he encouraged us to take photos of when we were working. You know, I mean, what a great boss. Brilliant. I've accumulated all these followers along the way. And the thing is, it's interesting. They fluctuate. Sometimes I go up, sometimes I go down. I don't want to sound like one of those people that's like, oh, really nonchalant. But actually, I try not to try too much with Instagram. I don't have any rules. Like, some people are very methodical. They post every day at the same time. They do excellent stories. For me, genuinely, I just post when I feel like it. If something's inspiring, if it's not, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
It's important, though, isn't it, to have a website of your own and to be creating your own stuff. And you are doing your own recipes, using your own identity, your own heritage. The ideas that come to you from meeting all the people that you meet. You've got to be generating the real stuff, haven't you?
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, you could be that person that you can try and rip other people off, but you're going to get found out. You know, people aren't going to enjoy your content as much if it's you're basically, you know, stealing someone else's stuff. So, yeah, 100%. And I spend my life in the kitchen, so it does... You know, people say to me, God, you're a really good cook, aren't you? And I'm not saying that because of weight, but, well, it's my job. I don't do anything else. Do you know what I mean? It's like if you said that to my husband who works in the city, then great, that should be surprising. But for me, it's like, I mean, it's kind of what I do. It's not, I don't really have any other skills, let's be honest. So, you know, for me to take photos and put on Instagram, I think Instagram is, you know, it's created for food, for visual things, you know, fashion and stuff and then the like, and animals. Who doesn't love a kitten? But, or a goat in my case. But, you know, so I just happen to be an industry that lends itself... You know, I'm not on Facebook. I'm not on Twitter. I don't understand those platforms, really, if I'm honest. I just happen to be doing a job that works well.
You're a very visual person. Yeah.
100%.
You've also got to write a book.
Yes.
Tell us about the book.
So my first book was called Stirring Slowly, and then I've got another book coming out in a few months called Taverna, and I had this thing the other day. I was like, what is it? What is my thing? What is it that drives me? Because I also have this other Instagram account all about feeding my child, and I was like, do you know what it is? I'm 100% about family. Everything I do, from Stirring Slowly, which I wrote after a really hard time in my life, you know, my son died. He died when he was born, so he was stillborn, and so, you know, he was at term, and we didn't get to bring him home, and it was and still is, you know, it's absolutely heartbreaking, and you don't really recover from something like that. I felt very, very stripped back. I mean, to the point where I'm really loud, I'm really confident, I'll chat for England, but I couldn't even leave the house. I was completely broken, and at that time, I remember, you know, my husband was back at work, and I had this maternity leave, and I didn't know what to do. And it sounds really silly, but the only thing I could do was to cook. I couldn't leave the house, and all I could do was look after my husband and myself. And as cheesy as it sounds, you know, he is my world. But I felt had this real feeling that I was like, I need to look after us. You know, and I really fell in love with cooking again, and the idea of cooking nourishing recipes, and I don't mean that from like a wellness point of view, I mean things that are calming to cook. There's sort of a mindfulness about cooking. You know, when I say to people I work in food, they're like, oh God, I love coming home from work and making a risotto. There's, you know, there's something very relaxing, and I think a lot of people feel that with cooking. So that's what Stirring Slowly was about. It's about that sort of mindful element that cooking should be therapeutic.
And the subtitle is Recipes to Restore and Revive, and did they?
Yes, they 100% did. I have this real strong memory, which is actually quite hard to focus back to, but I have this real strong memory of the few months after Archie died, where my husband's thing was to cut fruit in the mornings, and it became slightly, not obsessive, but it was like, we would wake up and he would, because at that point I was like, I just couldn't even think about eating, but he would make me a fruit bowl, and it became this real methodical, calming process, and they completely revived us. And it's not just because I love food and work in food, but it was through eating and feeding that I sort of rebuilt our lives again, and it really, I found it really helped. And there's been so much amazing feedback from Stirring Slowly, where people get in touch with me for whatever reason. It doesn't just have to be times of tragedy, you know, there can be celebratory moments, there can be times where you're just busy and you haven't got time to make 20 million dishes, but you know, I people saying to me, oh, you know, I've given it to a friend of mine because XYZ, or you know, my friend had a baby and actually, you know, I give it to her, and great, I love that it appeals to people, whether it's happier times or so. It shouldn't just be about tragedy. It's, yeah, you know, yeah.
You've already started the Delicious column.
Yes.
It's going really well. What is it all about for you? What are you giving to Delicious? What of yourself are you giving to Delicious?
Well, I feel really lucky because I'm hopefully just giving insight into the way I cook, and what a privilege for someone to ask me to write that. I think that's just, I mean, I'm honoured. How wonderful. So, you know, every month there'll be four recipes, and they're very much the way I cook. And you know, the way I cook is like Stirring Slowly. It is Taverna. They tend to be not too complicated. You're never going to have foams and jus. And whilst that's a fantastic way to eat, I mean, I don't cook like that. You know, I like as little washing up as possible, quite frankly. I want it to be delicious and not too complicated and not take too many hours. So it's just insight into my kitchen for I think, very comforting, homely recipes.
Thanks for listening to the Delicious Podcast. I'll be back next week with Tom Kerridge, who's talking about his book and television series, Fresh Start. I'll see you then.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.